Classic hits, the best new music, and the biggest songs from around the world. Act local, think global. The sound of Great West London.
91.8 Hayes FM.
Alex Hutton, Kate Winter,
The Jazz Show.
You're listening to 91.8 Hayes FM. You're listening to The Jazz Show. I'm Kate Winter.
I'm Alex Hutton.
The song you are hearing right now is It Never Happened, Killer Shrimp, from the album Whatever, Sincerely, Tales from the Baltic Wharf. And it features the fantastic Damon Brown on trumpet today. And that is who we're having coming in to the show to be our guest. Damon Brown is one of the UK's leading jazz trumpet players and composers of his generation. He's Manchester born. He studied at Leeds College of Music and the Guildhall, and including his wonderful jazz credits, he's also worked with Bjork, Paul Weller, Maxi Priest, The Specials, and all sorts of different people from all genres of music. But his main thing is jazz, and we're very excited to have him in the studio today, ladies and gentlemen, Damon Brown.
Woo! Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Welcome, Damon.
Thank you. Very nice to be here.
Finally, we've got this interview on the road. We've been trying to get you in for quite some time, but you are a very busy man. Tell us a bit about how it all started. You're a very accomplished musician. There's something very familiar and very learned about your playing. You've obviously studied really hard the classics as well as other kinds of music. Which really shows in your playing. Something really enjoyable about listening to it. It never gets boring. That's what I found when I was listening to your album. And of course, our listeners have been listening to your album, the Damon Brown Quartet. I think we've been listening to this album a bit, and so the listeners will be familiar with it.
Okay.
How did it all start for you? Did you grow up in music?
Not particularly. My parents enjoy singing, but they weren't professional musicians. Just got into it through, I wanted to be a marine biologist.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't get the suitable grades in the sciences, and turned to music, really. It was my passion that I sort of got into jazz, actually, through my art teacher at school, who suggested that Christian Brewer, who's a good friend of mine, and myself, form a little jazz band. So we formed a Dixieland band.
How old were you then?
We were about 13.
Oh, bless.
It was called Damon's Duff Dixielanders.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And did you do gigs with that?
We did one or two. We did a school fete.
Oh, yeah. Bless.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who'd have thought that, you know...
Things have all been downhill since then, basically.
You have accomplished so much. I would hardly say downhill. You've played all over the world. In all, you know, you've done the Red Sea Jazz Festival, you've played in Tel Aviv, you've done a lot of work in Asia.
Yeah, that's something that's going well for me at the moment.
Mm. Tell us a bit about that.
It sort of came about through living in France, and actually, because a Japanese piano player called Yutaka Shina was gigging in France, in Paris, and for some reason I got introduced to him and we started playing together. I sat in on a gig of his and we got talking and got on well.
Yeah.
And that sort of really worked out. He comes to England one year and I go to Japan the next, kind of thing. It's back and forth. And it's, I guess, you know, many times you do that sort of scratch back scenario. Sometimes it doesn't really work. You know, you do something for someone and they don't do it for you, or vice versa.
Yeah.
But it's just, or the music's not quite right. And this time it's sort of really, it's really come good for me, because he's, I love his playing and I love his approach to music, so.
Yeah.
And I love sushi particularly, so it's all going very well for me.
How do you find the differences in the music? Is there a lot of sort of Japanese traditional sort of influence in the music there, or is it purely
in the jazz?
Yeah.
There is some Japanese influence creeps into some of the... when you say that, it just reminds me of Elvin Jones, and because he wrote a couple of sort of Japanese influenced or used folk melodies in his sets, because he was married to a Japanese woman. I mean, I'm not aware of it in Yutaka's music particularly.
Okay.
They've such a strong sort of sense of the history of jazz and American jazz over there.
Right.
You know, it's really...
So it's quite pure kind of...
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, I mean, it's sort of... I never know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, everywhere you are, you can hear sort of jazz in the background in Tokyo, for example. It's not just like the odd Starbucks, it's just everywhere. So on one level, it sort of feels like it's, maybe that's bad because it's sort of relegated to sort of elevator music. But on the other hand, it's always Sonny Rollins that you're listening to, or Clifford Brown. It's the real sort of deal. And it just makes it a real pleasure hanging out, sort of thing, you know.
Just going back to your youth, why trumpet?
Actually, because I tried a few things and sort of given up, and my mum was really keen for me to play something, and I kept on sort of professing interest and then losing it very rapidly. I think I did viola, cello, piano, a few things that I sort of tried, and then when I got to secondary school, I said I really want to start another instrument, and I wanted to do the saxophone, but she thought that I would give it up very quickly, so we went for the cheaper option, which was the trumpet rental to begin with.
Right.
And then it emerged that she had, in fact, been listening to a lot of Miles Davis when she was pregnant, and she brought these records out from the cellar, and then I got hooked on trumpet just through listening to Miles's sound more than anything else.
When she was pregnant with you?
Yeah.
That is amazing, isn't it? And you've turned out to be an amazing trumpeter, and really enjoyed that music. Do you think that it did influence you, or what do you think? Do you think it's all hokey pokey, or do you think it's true?
I think it's all hokey pokey.
Oh, brilliant.
But it makes for a good little story.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another one of your tracks.
It's an album that's not yet released. It's not completely mixed yet. So
fantastic.
But it's new tunes of mine with my new quartet, which is with a wonderful musician. Well, four wonderful musicians. Well, three, I should say. Leon Greening on piano, Adam King, who's a fantastic young bass player. He's about 24, I think. And incredibly talented, and Matt Skelton, swinging Mr. Matt Skelton.
Great. And yeah, this has been recorded
Just a few days ago. We just finished it last week, the sessions.
Fantastic.
This one's called Falling Down.
So we're very lucky to have this exclusive
Absolutely.
Track played for us.
Time.
Fantastic. Falling Down, here we go. Thank you. Falling Down, the Damon Brown Quartet, which has just been recorded over at Red Gables Studios. Other recording studios are available, of course, but this one was recorded at Red Gables. Yeah, wonderful company, and it's just really fun place to record, I think.
It is.
Classic hits, the best new music, Brit Asian pop and world music.
The big happening city.
London.
The sound of great West London.
91.8 Hayes FM.
Alex Hutton, Kate Winter,
The Jazz Show.
We're here in the studio with Damon Brown, the wonderful trumpet player, and that was a sneak preview of his brand new album, which hasn't been released yet. Watch this space.
All finished,
yes. That was the unmixed version. Just recorded a few days ago, so it's very, very fresh. So, Damon, tell us about each band member. How did you meet them, and what do you think about when putting a band together?
Well, obviously the musicality is the main thing, hotly followed by whether you can get on with them and sort of enjoy relaxing together outside playing, I think, you know, especially if you're fixing a tour or you're playing, you know, it's all those kind of, you need to get on with people, basically. And yeah. I'm very lucky in that respect because, well, Leon I've known now for, I don't know, 15 years. And, you know, he's one of my best friends and I love his playing. So that all works and we hang out and we like the same thing. We drink the same kind of real ales and the rest of it. Leon introduced me to Adam, who's a very young, talented bass player. Matt, I've also known a long time, wonderful drummer. And, for my mind, the swinginest drummer around. So, yeah. That's everyone, isn't it? Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. And yourself?
Yeah, I met myself quite a while back. Didn't get on immediately, but things are working out slowly as we go.
Yeah. How much did you all play together before recording this album? I mean, I know that you've played with each one of them individually, but as a quartet, have you been playing?
As a quartet, we've done a few gigs, not enough. You know, it's okay. The age-old thing. It's very hard to sort of to find enough gigs to sustain a band and to sort of get in the flow of things before recording. And they're all very busy, you know.
Yeah.
So it has been hard to get enough rehearsal time to get it to sound good.
Yeah.
Basically. But, you know, I think we've managed through sort of hard work.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you think there's a certain kind of magic that happens in the studio when you get together with these guys that you get on with so well? You know, as opposed to maybe just having booked session guys that you don't really know, do you think it changes the music at all? Or?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think that I wouldn't go into the studio with guys I didn't know well. If I was playing my own music, I wouldn't do that. Because, I mean, each one of the guys has brought something to the, they're all my compositions, but, you know, they bring their musicality to the tunes and, you know, we've made changes together. You know, we might have ideas together.
Yeah.
And, it just grows out of, you know, having some sort of understanding, you know. So, no, I couldn't do it with, I couldn't just go in blind. I mean, not that you couldn't, but often you can hear that, you know, however great players are, if they've just sort of been chucked together on a stage or in a studio, you know, it quite often sounds like that.
Yeah.
It's a big happening city.
London!
The sound of great West London.
91.8 Hayes FM.
You're listening to The Jazz Show with Alex Hutton and
Kate Winter.
I could have done that for you.
You could have.
Now, Damon, now I've got the mic. I can ask you what I've been meaning to ask you.
Man to man.
Indeed.
Jazzer to jazzer.
Well, so the album that we're going to play in a minute, we've been playing it over the last couple of years, actually, because I've had this copy. Oh. It's been in my car for a while. It's great. And it's with Steve Grossman.
Did you buy it on the internet?
I purchased it somewhere. No, you gave it to me on a gig. On a gig that I got fired from. Okay, so tell us about, before we play the track, let's tell us about Steve Grossman and your connection with him.
Steve Grossman. Well, obviously fantastic to play with him, you know, part of jazz history. Great. I'm very glad to have met him and I'm glad that, we're in a position to do gigs.
And you get him over occasionally to do Ronnie Scott's or?
We have done Ronnie's and we did, these days we seem to do Pizza when
Pizza
he comes
Express
over here.
Dean Street.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's wonderful. Yeah, so like he seems to have two sides, like a sort of a side that's kind of pure Sonny Rollins, which is kind of a but his take on that, which is kind of one default setting, and the other side, which is sort of the sort of Live at the Lighthouse, Dave Liebman's side, and sort of frightening modal modern language, which when he puts them together, it's just unique. So it's like, yeah, it's great.
So when you play with guys like that, do you feel like you're stepping into a ring? Is it like a boxer having to train for a certain, you know, to be on form, or are you just ready all the time for that kind of sparring? Because it's up there, isn't it?
I just do my best. Yeah, just do my best. Yeah. Really, you know, I try to prepare, but you know, it's always, you know,
it's great.
Something always goes wrong.
Yeah, but one thing I always think about this. We're all students of jazz. We're all still learning, right?
Yeah,
and
totally.
We all have ways to learn and stuff. And sometimes I find the best way to learn is cryptic comments from your peers.
Mm.
And we were having a conversation about tunes, and is on one gig that we did. And I said to you, why do you always pick slow tunes?
And I said, because I can't play fast.
No, it's because you said, and you said, well, that's where the truth is.
And it is
a really good answer, isn't it?
Did I say that?
Yeah, that's where the truth is.
Oh.
So, in some,
it's also that I can't play fast.
But what that means to me, and I'll tell our listeners now, is that you've got time to think. You've got time to be yourself.
Yeah.
And be creative. More than if you're playing fast, it's maybe more by rote, and you know,
it's very
things
easy
that
to
you
go,
prepared earlier.
Yeah, it's very easy to go onto automatic pilot, just muscle memory, isn't it? I think, you know, certain people are better, have practiced playing fast enough to be able to be more creative than others. I mean, I certainly suffer up tempos in that way. I just go onto automatic pilot.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And I just, you know, get through it rather than trying to, you know, improvise, basically.
Let's hear something with this lineup then with Steve Grossman. So we're going to play the title track of the album, This Time the Dream's on Me. Thank you.
That is a great track. Thanks, Damon. We're here with the trumpet player Damon Brown, who's hotly anticipated to be the next big thing on the, well, probably is the big thing. Don't know. Are you the big thing? Not sure.
We're not still. What are we talking about? Here?
Well, I would, innuendos aside, I would love to hear some of your playing. So if you would like to go and get ready in the live lounge.
Where do I change? I've got my trunks.
Right, you have to do it in your trunks. Right, this is Damon Brown in his trunks with the marvelous Mark Rose on the bass, Alex Hutton on the piano, and Damon Brown on the trumpet.
This is Joy Spring by Clifford Brown. Thank you. we're going to do Stella by Starlight.
Hits, the best new music, and the biggest songs from around the world. All types of music for all types of people.
91.8 Hayes FM.
Alex Hutton, K Kate Winter, The Jazz Show.
Right, Damon, I haven't told you about this before, but there's a blindfold test coming your way.
Oh.
So I've put together 10 snippets of tracks, some old, some new. A lot to do with your instrument.
Right.
And you have to tell us any information about them, who's playing, maybe what track if you can't get that.
Right.
Okay, so engage.
Number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual.
Number eight. Number nine. Number 10.
I think I did okay.
I think you did.
I might have passed, but not with flying colours, I would say.
Right. First one, what did you get?
Miles Davis, Love for Sale.
Miles Davis, the good old Welsh man. Yes, it was Love for Sale, yeah.
What a sound. Recognisable even with a harmon mute stuck in the end.
Second one.
Dizzy Gillespie, I think with the, I can't remember, what, Mikito Big Band, was it? It's some sort of Latin big band that he had.
Correct. Full marks so
si,
far.
Si, senor.
Three.
Killer Joe. Don't know who was playing it because it was, I think, maybe Art Farmer.
Yes, no it idea. Was. Yeah. Good one. Yeah. Four.
Actually, it should have been easy, but I didn't recognise that it was, was it Clifford or was it Fats?
Fats.
It was Fats, yeah. I couldn't, it was weird. I hadn't heard that track. What was it?
It was Lady Bird, but it was just the
snippet.
Yeah.
Right.
Fats Navarro.
Yeah.
Tad Dameron. So I don't know if we give you that one. We'll give you half a point for that.
Well, I did say it. I said Clifford or Fats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. And what I meant was Fats.
Yeah, cool. Five. Number five.
Oh, number five. That would be Aka Bilk. I mean, Winston Marsalis.
Yeah. Frisian Man from...
Yeah. Black Codes, was it?
Yeah. Good work. Number six.
Louis
Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong. Don't know the song.
When It's Sleepy Time Down South. Number seven. And he said who
that
it was.
Great trumpet player, Frank.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, singing Spring Has Sprung, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Make Me Feel So Young.
Oh, that
yeah.
one. Yeah.
That's indeed. Well, he's doing well. Okay, number eight.
Oh, for some reason, I've left that blank, so I don't know.
It was Winter Marsalis with When You Wish Upon a Star.
Oh, right.
From their album Hot House Flowers.
Ah.
With the orchestra. Great, great arrangements. Number nine.
Was it Clark Terry?
It was.
Yes. Mumbling.
Mumbles, yeah. Number 10.
Number 10 was definitely, I used to call him, it was so frightening having him appear on the musical horizon. Because he certainly made me feel about an inch tall.
I used to really?
Him, I used to call him Gerard Presents a Problem for the rest of us. Gerard Presenter.
Gerard Presenter at Cantaloupe. Herbie Hancock's Cantaloupe Island. You did really well. You got like nine.
Eight and a half, stroke nine.
What's the prize?
Don't know. Our secretary's just gone to have a look at that. The prize, the car's gone already, unfortunately. And the holiday, Egypt holiday, went a long time ago.
Sorry, I'll take the white wine.
White wine?
Yeah.
Maybe a mug with our radio slogan on the mug sent to your house?
I'd rather it just plain. so I can paint something on it.
You can scratch it off.
Damon, you're fired.
Again.
Great. Okay, back to you, Kate.
Well, well done. That was brilliant, Damon. You know every tune in the book, pretty much.
Mm.
In the proverbial book.
Mm,
I wanted to ask you, where can people hear your music? Where can we buy it?
Some of the CDs you can find in what's left of the record shops, if there's not many left, are there?
No.
But you can, I think some of them are available. A few of them are on 33 Records. Yeah, I think you can find some of them. You can find them on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah, the Killer Shrimp records are on 33 Records as well, so you can always get them.
Great. And what is your website address? I know it's down at the moment, it'll be up
it
soon.
It is down. It will be up soon. It's damonbrown.co.uk.
Brilliant. So go on there, have a look. Damonbrown.co.uk, the wonderful Manchester-born, now living in London, trumpet player on the London jazz scene, Damon Brown. Ladies and gentlemen, www.damonbrown.co.uk.
Or just MySpace.
Or MySpace.
Or Facebook.
Or Facebook. And ladies and gentlemen, let us know how you got on with the blindfold test. We'd love to know, especially Frank, who's a regular listener who writes in to us and tells us how he does. Frank, I expect you to have gotten 10 out of 10 for that one, so do let us know. If you'd like to get hold of us, our website address is www.thejazzshowonline.com. And we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to let us know who your favorite artist is and you'd like us to interview them, or if you'd like to request a track, have a look on there, www.thejazzshowonline.com. Contact details are on there. If you'd like to find out more about Damon Brown, we'll put some information on our website. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, we have Peter Ind, a wonderful bass player who is very, very interesting. He has interesting views on life and music. And so that's coming up in the next couple of weeks. I hope you can join us next week for our predominantly music show.
Can I tell a joke?
Yes. Like to tell a joke?
Yeah. It's a jazz joke.
Okay.
Yeah. So father with his child, his son, and the son says to the father, Daddy, when I grow up, I want to be a jazz musician. And the father says, Son, you're going to have to choose.
I'll explain it later.
One thing I wanted to mention is that you might even have time to get down to it, but Kate Dimbleby and Nadia Sharif have a new album out. It's called Beware of Young Girls. It's the songs of Dori Previn. Their gig is tonight, Sunday 15th of April, started at 8 p.m, so you've missed the first set, but you could probably still get down to the second set. It's at the Pheasantry, 152 Kings Road, SW3. And alternatively, have a look on their website. They're going to be doing a little tour coming up soon, so watch the space. Her website is www.katedimbleby.bandcamp.com. This is Gareth Williams, Mr. KK. Bye.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Just a moment, I'm going to...